Today, I'll be Ezra Shem be learned Daf Samachas Masechtas Yuma. The topics we learned about today include the Mishnah and the Gemara that follows will discuss the burning of the Par Kohen Gadol and the Sar Lashem, as well as the laws of Tumas Begadim as it relates to those who actually burn the Par Basar. Our Daf concludes the sixth parak and begins the seventh parak, Bola Kohen Gadol, which concludes describing the narrative of the Seder Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The first mission in the parak describes the Kriyas HaTorah performed by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur as part of the Seder Avodas Hayom. The Gemara will present a shaila. Bigdei Kohuna nitnu lahanis ben oy loy nitnu lahanis ben? Is a Kohen allowed to benefit from the Bigdei Kohuna, for example, by wearing them shaloi b'shas avodah, not while engaged in the performance of the avodah, or is it not allowed? Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about today include Sholish Machnes. There are three Machnes in the city of Yerushalayim, each with a different level of Kedusha. Machne Yisrael encompasses the entire city of Yerushalayim. Kachem Kalim, Maiser Sheni, Netzer Revai, and Bikur must all be eaten within this area. The area within the walls of Har Abayis, all the way to the Azara, including the Ezes Noshim, is called Machne Leviya. This area is off-limits to Zavin, Zavus, Yolodais, Venidais, and of course to Mitzaron, who are forbidden to enter even into Machne Yisrael. The area within the Azara is called Machne Shechina. Kachi Kachim and Menaches must be eaten in Machne Shechina. Par Kohen Mashiach is a Karmach Chatas brought by the Kohen Gadol if he has transgressed an Isser based on his own ruling. Par Heide, also referred to as Par Helm Davishal Tzibur, is a Karmach Chatas brought by the Sanhedrin if the event that they issued an erroneous ruling that involved a Chiv Karas, which was then followed by the majority of Klal Yisrael. Trumas Hadeshen, when the ashes on the Mizbeach accumulated, they were moved outside of Yerushalayim to a tar area, which was called Shefach HaDeshen. The Gemara in Zvachim mentions that there were three such designated locations outside of Yerushalayim in the time of the Beis HaMikdash.